talking about we're going to have some ham for our Christmas dinner and next week, no, a couple weeks. So I heard a joke. Go ahead and tell you it's a joke about ham, the salt intake that's on the ham. You got to follow along now. Pay attention. So the salt intake on the ham has much salt as Lot's wife. The salt intake on ham is much as the salt intake that Lot's wife had. Let me put it that way. Don't look back. I let us. The pillar of salt. Remember Lot's wife looked back? Yeah. Her salt intake is much as a picnic ham. I won't tell that one, though. Let me scratch that one off. Let me scratch that one. Yeah, right. Okay. It's obvious. Just don't look back because you turn into a pillar of salt. Anyway, okay, all right. Let's get out of there. Let's go somewhere else. Thanksgiving. We're going to look into Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving only, and we're going to talk about that today and what God has to say about that. So we'll dig into it. When I get there, turn to Psalms 100. Just hold that spot, and when we get to it, we'll read it, break it down, discuss it, and go over it. So obviously, y'all can see a while ago that we don't rehearse a lot, right? Like when Ruth, I don't know what she's going to play. In this case, Daryl selected the songs. We don't coordinate that. Count Your Many Blessings, that song we just sang. We're going to kind of be thankful for some of those. So I'm going to give you a homework assignment, and this is all new. I didn't know this till you played the song. This is what got put on my heart. And me included. Homework. Don't just sing the song. Just don't say it. Just don't say, oh, yeah, I got a bunch of blessings. Go home and write them down. Uh-huh. Write down your blessings at that moment, whenever you do it. Write down at that moment every blessing you can think of, big or small, and let it really sink in how blessed we really are and how God is in control of everything. And our blessings. So Thanksgiving. Let me try this joke. You got me gun shy. Here's a list of things for Thanksgiving. The spouse who complains when dinner is not on time. The one cooking should be thankful that he or she is home with her or him and not somewhere else. So be thankful for that. Be thankful the teenager who is complaining about doing dishes because that teenager is at home and not on the streets. Amen. Be thankful for the mess to clean up after a party because it means you are surrounded by friends. Here's a good one. Be thankful you pay taxes. Ooh. Because it means you're employed. Or at some time you were employed. There's a lot of y'all here that ain't employed no more. Y'all put your time in already. Be thankful for the clothes that fit a little too snug. Because it means you had enough to eat. Okay? So take that, I said it jokingly away, but just even the negative things, and we're going to talk about that here in a minute. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you the opportunity for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you a valuable lesson. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because that means you made a difference. It's easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they can become your blessings. So just let that soak in, and y'all just think about that. Got a lot more to be thankful for than you realize. Amen. Each and every one of us. To get ahead of the sermon a little bit, the number one thing we got to be thankful for is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, died on that cross for you and I. Amen. If nothing else in this life went good, that's good enough. Yep. That gave us the opportunity to choose to have eternal life. All right, Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. Let's read it. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter the gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for these few moments to be together. Just be with us as we break down these verses that you gave us and just give us insight on what you want us to receive. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So most of y'all know I got back from a cruise, and it's the longest cruise I've been on. It's 10 days. And so we went across the Gulf. And I guess of all the things I've seen and done, we're good. What amazed me was I had a balcony room, because I don't like being closed in. I like to be able to just get outside. I stood on my balcony, and on day two on the way back, the second day. It took us 3 days in open water and never seen land to sail from one end of the Gulf to the other. And then I was sitting there thinking, so I had a picture in my mind of a globe, that little blue spot of the Gulf of America, and it took 3 days to sail across it. That's just a dot on the map of the water. And some of you guys have been on cruises, and some of you guys have been in the Navy and aircraft carriers and stuff. Y'all seen a lot more water than that.
We're just in the top of it, though.
Just the top of it. So anyway, I was sitting there thinking, you know, and so God spoke all this into existence. It was an humbling experience just to take it all in and stuff. So I just want to share that, whatever that's worth. But God is good, God is great, and God is awesome. And just if he can do that, just think what he can do for each one of us. Amen. And what he has done. Amen. For each and every one of us. So Psalms 100, we're going to break it down. And the subject is Thanksgiving. So verses 1 and 2 we read, a call to vocal and joyful worship. Shout for joy to the Lord. A public joyful acclamation to God from all the earth. My question to you, when this was getting all prepared and in my mind and stuff, so, you know, I got to answer all these questions too, right? Because it's to me first, and then I put it out there. God lets me do that. So when I asked you the questions, I went through the same test, right? How often do you shout for joy to the Lord? Just think about it. Just let it soak in. I'm not going to say you should do it daily. You should do it often. You should. And I say that all the time. But we're going to refrain from that. So let me just let, this is a personal test. This is a sermon to individual, not just to everybody, but I want you to really take this to heart today for this Thanksgiving season. And so how often you shout to the Lord? Serve the Lord with gladness. Same question. Are you serving the Lord? Have you served the Lord? Or do you continually serve the Lord? Worship is to be expressed with a glad heart, not reluctantly. Now, you can do a job, and there's a difference. You can tell the difference if you do it because you want to do it and you got a heart desire to do it, or you do it because you think you have to. Same thing applies to our walk with God. Is it a struggle for you? Do you have to make yourself get up and go to church, read your Bible? And you know me, I'm not the type to tell you got to be at it every time the door is open. What I'm telling you is you need some sort of daily walk with God, one way or the other. Are we doing that? Are we serving Him? Are we coming before His presence with singing and praises? I'm glad you asked me how you do that. That's a good question. So how do you come before the Lord? How do you come before the Lord? You talk to Him, pray to Him, talk to Him. You get that quiet place. God's not going to, a lot of times He's not just going to come out with a loud thundering voice. He can and say, hey, John, you need to do this. It usually don't work that way. You got to get that intimate, quiet time with Him, that servant heart. Openly come to Him through prayer. So you answer those questions. So now, what's the reason for doing all that? Why should we shout to God? Why should we serve Him? Why should we come before His presence? The easy answer, the number one answer, because He died for us on the cross. I don't think a lot of times we don't realize exactly what he'd done for us. We need to, because He did something that only He could do. Nothing you and I could do. He done it for us. Because He loves us, not because He had to. Amen. That's the kind of worship service He wants back to Him. It's because you want to, not because you have to. He wants that relationship where you want to come to Him, you want to serve Him, you want to praise Him. We got to know that the Lord is God, a foundation truth to recognize God's sovereignty. We got to recognize who He is. This is verses 3 and 4. We're going to break it down. Know that the Lord is God. And we got to recognize let's back way up to Genesis in the beginning. He is the one that made us, created us. That's the foundation. The only reason we're here is because He decided to create us. We need to acknowledge that God is the creator of all things, including us. We're going to get into something here in a little bit that a lot of people don't like to hear. And when I get there, I was going to wait till I got there to tell you, but if you don't like it, all I can tell you is I don't know what else to tell you but suck it up. I don't know what else to tell you. We'd leave it at that, and let me get there. So we need to recognize who He is and what He done, and He created us. And we got to enter His gates of thanksgiving.
Amen.
In His courts. A call to enter into a state of thanksgiving and praise. Now, I'm not pointing to nobody in particular. And so almost every Sunday, just that the choir is back here, Charlie's back here, and the rest of them. No. You know, just, that's what they see and stuff. And I'm not a singer. I'm not real expressive with my vocals. But you can smile a little bit. Be thankful you're here. Be thankful you got up this morning. He gave you another day to start. And He got you here for a reason.
Opportunity
is abound. We are His people and His sheep. Understand our identity as belonging to God. We belong to God. A lot of people say, I hear it a lot. I do what I want to do, when I want to do it, because I'm grown, I do this, and I don't belong to nobody. Nobody owns me. But let me tell you something. This is where I'm telling you that I'm not going to hold back. So let me just break it down to you. It's simple. You either belong to Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, or you belong to Satan and you're going to hell. That's what it boils down to.
Yep.
You get to pick. You get to choose.
Choose one.
Either one. Either one means you got a choice, and there ain't but two choices. You're either going to accept Christ or you ain't.
Yep.
Like that guy used to tell me all the time, you're either pregnant or you're not. There ain't no in between.
Right.
You're either going to pick Jesus Christ and you're going to have eternal life with Him, or you're not going to accept Christ and you're going to burn eternity in hell. So, go ahead and pick, because you belong to somebody. We are His sheep, and it's a lasting nature. Verse five tells. Let me go back to verse five. Daryl, can you put verse five up? I'm sorry. I didn't do big font on my paper today. Verse five tells us, "For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever." His faithfulness continues through all generations. All generations means from now on. After this bunch is gone, there'll be a new bunch sitting here. And the next. Until God decides it's time to go home for everybody. One way or the other, you're going home. Either when you pass away and step right on eternal life, or when He comes gets us. One or the other. Whatever comes first. For the Lord is good. A statement of God's inherent goodness. He is good. Like I said, for the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. And we done broke down why He's good, what He done for us. He created us, first of all. And then He gave us the opportunity to choose Him. His mercy is everlasting. God's love and compassion endures forever. His truth endures to all generations. His faithfulness is constant and reliable throughout all time. And I said before, the only thing that changes is us. If there's a disconnect between you and God, guess who it is? It's you. It's not Him. Nothing changes. He's been the same way since He's been God. How long has He been God? Forever. You know, forever goes that way too, not just forward. Forever. I said that to somebody the other day on the cruise boat, matter of fact. How long's forever? Forever. Don't spend your time trying to break down. I got a friend of mine, we talked a while ago. And so he's one of those what-if people. Well, what if this? What is that? What if? What if? What if? Why this? Why that? Get rid of all that junk. That God in your life. Let Jesus take over. And a lot of those will be answered. Some of them might not be answered. It's on His timing. That's where your faith comes in. That's when you got to have faith on who, what you believe in, who you believe in. A Christian Thanksgiving message centers on gratitude to God for His blessing, mercy, and grace, and expressed through prayer and biblical references. Meaning, what's that mean? It means you got to read the Bible. It means you got to get in His Word. You got to pray to Him. And a lot of times, you know, how often do you, let me ask you that, how often do you pray? Answer yourself that question. How often do you pray? When do you pray? All the time? Sometimes? None? When you need Him? When something bad happens? We need to have that continual communication with Him. So here's the problem we had. We the people. So we're going to thank God for salvation through Jesus Christ. So the problem was sin. That was the problem. Now these next few things, I got scripture to back up every bit of this, but we're not going to throw it on the board, and I'm not going to break it down to you. So if you want to see the study, I got the study for you. Because when I do a study, I do it where I can do a Bible study with it also, not just a sermon. So the problem is sin. You can find that in Romans, but I'm not going to tell you every one of them. What's the solution? God's solution to that was His Son, Jesus Christ. And then comes the human response, that choice, your faith. You got to choose it. He took care of the problem, but you got to do something. The result, if you choose Him, is salvation and eternal life. So you got to thank God for salvation. That's number one. We got salvation. We understand that. You know, He did it for us. John 14:6. You got to go through Jesus. Then He also provides for your daily needs. Needs. Not wants. Sometimes we get that confused. So we got to acknowledge God as the ultimate provider. Talking about when we get down to provisions and what we need. First of all, you got to acknowledge who He is or what He is. He's our provider. We got to acknowledge that. And how you do that? Y'all asking some great questions today. Seek God's kingdom first. I will tell you this one. That's Matthew. Matthew 6:33, seek God's kingdom first, then the rest will be given to you. So you got to acknowledge Him, then you got to seek Him, you got to look for Him. It ain't hard to find, but you got to seek God first. You got to trust God and do not worry. We had a whole sermon a few months ago about worry. Now there's a difference between concern and worry, right? We all got some concerns. But I'm not talking about the worry that consumes you, consumes your whole life, that's all you revolve around. We need to stay away from that. We need to trust in God and do not worry. We need to rely on God's provisions and strengths. That's how you do that. So let me ask you a question. Y'all ask a lot of questions. Let me ask you one. So how do you think Jesus walked this earth perfect without sinning? He seeked His Father. All the time, continually. He prayed and stayed in continual contact with His Father. You know, everything Jesus did was a blueprint on what we need to do. Right? He left an example for us. So if he had to do that, what makes you think we don't need to do that? We need to stay continually in contact with God, with the Father. So thank him for salvation. Thank you for providing for our needs. And thank you for family and friends. You know, he created us to be surrounded by family and friends. Not to isolate ourselves. We need to rely on each other. That's a tool that he provided for us to use. He's going to take care of it. He's going to provide for us. And he provided sometimes stuff for us through family and friends. You know, sometimes you're going through a certain illness or something, and you can rely on somebody that's been through that same illness. That's stuff to give you comfort and guidance. So we need to surround ourselves with people that's seeking God and rely on each other. And look, and I go ahead and tell them myself. I met a lot of people this last 10 days on the boat. A lot of people. A lot of them I didn't want to meet. Some of them wish I didn't meet. Some of them. But it's hard for me. It takes me a while to make new friends. Because I'm not the person to go up and just start talking. You know, hey, how are you? I should be, maybe, but I'm not. But anyway, what I'm saying is, we got to surround ourselves with friends and family. We got to rely on each other. Why should we worship God? It's real simple. He's a creator. Here's another word nobody likes, and we talked about it a while ago. He's the owner of you. If you don't let him be the owner of you, we talked about that. You're owned by somebody else. He's the leader of you. He's the sustainer of you. We really, literally should, every time we wake up, the first thing we should do is thank you, God, for giving me another day of breath. I don't think we realize how fragile life is, how quick it can be. If you live to be 115, it doesn't matter. That's just a drop in the bucket compared to, not even a drop in the bucket, compared to what we got to look forward to. So he's the sustainer. He's the saver. And he's the successor. Meaning, he ain't going nowhere. Redeemer, successor, he's always going to be there. He always was there. And always will be. So why don't we do all this for Thanksgiving? I told you to write down your list, give you homework of your blessings. That's also, you know, that can be also construed as Thanksgiving. Which, you know, write down what you're thankful for. Your family, your friends, you're alive, you're still breathing. My dad's always told me, you think you got a problem, look around, you'll find somebody worse off than you. You know, when you get down on yourself, just start looking around. Thanksgiving gives us joy and peace. By building a closer relationship with God and encouraging a grateful heart in all circumstances. Remember what I always say? Good, the bad, and the ugly. All circumstances, you can have joy and peace. If you let him do it, let him take over. Let him be the true owner of you, like he really is. He's not going to force you. That's the thing about it. God can do what he wants to do, but he gave us that little thing called free will. He's not going to force you to have a relationship with him. You can do what you want to do momentarily. And then time's going to come when you are going to face him one way or the other. So we need to focus on that joy and peace he can provide. Lost my spot. It also, joy and peace, it also, we get, build a closer relationship with him. That's what Thanksgiving does for us. When you count your blessings and look at what all your Thanksgiving that you have, it makes you realize what he's done for you and builds that, gets you closer to him. And it allows you to worship him and enter into his presence. And be thankful also prevents you from bitterness. That old saying, why me, Lord? Keeps you away from that. Why me? The question should be, why not you? He always said there's going to be hard times, there's going to be struggles. They persecuted him. They hung him on the cross. So you're not exempt from nothing. But what you do have, though, is that eternal peace to know when it's all said and done, he can take care of you for eternity. Strengthening in your spiritual growth. It reminds you of God's goodness. And it gives you encouragement and hardship. We're going to have some hardships. We're going to have some bumps in the road, whatever you want to call it. Some worse than others. We already know that. So if you already know that, we already know that. Just go ahead and prepare yourself on how you're going to handle that. Encourage and sacrifice with praise, provide strength, and reinforce your hope. You can remain thankful even in suffering. Remember God's promise that all things will work together for the good for those who love him. That's Romans 8:28. All things. Again, the good, the bad, and ugly. That means all means all. No matter what, where you at today, it doesn't matter. When it comes to the relationship with God, you need to, when you wake up tomorrow, whatever situation you're in, your relationship with God should be, I'll say the same, it should be getting better. It should be increasing. It should be getting closer to God as you walk through this life and you go through these circumstances and go through things that grow you closer to Him. But we got to stay the road. We got to stay connected to Him. We got to stay in His Word. We got to. Hey, you can read the Bible on a boat floating in the ocean too. I'm just saying, cause I know, cause I've done it. I had a Bible study every morning in my room, bouncing in the water. And I'm not doing that to brag on me. I'm just saying, you can. Guys everywhere. I don't care where you're at. You can pray anywhere you want to pray at. You can read His Word. If you didn't bring your Bible with you, I know you got cell phones. There's a Bible there. You should have some of it right here. Now, I'm not the best memorizer in the world. I know some of it. I know where to go. There's no situation. There's no problem. Nothing can ever enter our life that we can't find it right here. Amen. Every bit of it. Now, you got to make the choice to get in it, open it up. What's your reaction? Something happened. You're going to just wake up and say, well, hopefully it'll pass soon. Well, hopefully, but get in His Word. Help it ease the pain. Get that peace and joy. Now, everybody I was talking to today about your Thanksgiving and all that good stuff, you got a lot to be thankful for. So this Thanksgiving season, this week, now we all probably gonna eat too much. So be thankful for that. We live in where we can eat. You know, we're blessed. But just don't forget why or who you need to be thankful for and what he's done for you. It's, hey, I'm all about family and friends and eating and all that good stuff. I'll be in Cleveland at my grandmother's and my 50 cousins. I got some people I don't even know who they are sometimes. But anyway, but what I want you to do is I just want you to remember, enjoy, have peace, knowing who your Father is and what he's done for you. That's the number one thing I want you to receive today out of that and stuff. And just have a good Thanksgiving and surround yourself with family and friends and share the good news. Why are you so joyful the way you are? Well, let me tell you why I am. That's your introduction to how you can witness to somebody this holiday season. But if you don't have Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, and you want him, I'm going to give you the opportunity to come up here. Talk to me. It ain't me. I'm God's spokesperson. I'm blessed that he chose me to be his vessel. And I know what you're thinking. He reached the bottom of the barrel. But he can use anybody. Anybody. So come on up here. Daryl's going to play a song of invitation. Y'all stand. Dear and Father, just thank you for so much, everything you've done for us. Lord, just thank you, number one, for giving your son to die on the cross for us. Just thank you for the blessings. Just thank you for the family and friends. And just guide and direct us. And just thank you for everything you've done again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If Daryl plays a song of invitation, y'all come up. Where you at? Stand where you at. Need to pray. Now's the time.